This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel's military says an airstrike on a school in Gaza City was targeting Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters, but Gaza authorities say the compound was housing displaced families and that over 100 have been killed. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday, in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Bathal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
David Doyle from Reuters. Brazilian authorities are investigating the cause of the fiery plane crash that killed 62. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
An ATR 72 twin engine turboprop belonging to the local airline Vopas was heading for Sao Paulo's international airport with 58 passengers and four crew members when it went down in the city of Vinhedo. Images recorded by witnesses showed the aircraft in a flat spin and plunging vertically before smashing to the ground and catching fire. A report from a Brazilian TV network said it confirmed the possibility of the formation of ice in the region, and local media said experts are pointing to ice buildup as a possible cause for the crash. But earlier reports said the plane's pilots didn't call for help nor say they were operating under adverse weather conditions. Authorities say the plane's black box has been recovered and that after an investigation, the cause of the crash will be fully explained to the Brazilian people.